On the show today, we have Clear Choice President and CEO Eric Webb talking about the revitalization of relationship lending. Speaking of helping others, your company called Clear Choice, just to kind of get things kicked off, can you just give us a quick summary on what Clear Choice is all about? What makes you guys different?
Sure. Basically, Clear Choice is trying to make products affordable and provide members with stress-free payments for everyone. Mm-hmm. So meaning not relying on credit score, and we can talk a little more about that, and the uniqueness of our underwriting algorithm that really expands the ability to provide credit union members with chance to get an interest-free loan to purchase everyday household products.
Sweet.
And through an easy repayment program.
Okay. And so, yeah, I'm looking at your about page on your website right here, and you talk about the revitalization of relationship lending to get products affordable, like you just said, and take the stress out of repayment. Can you expand on this a little bit? Because, I mean,
yeah,
I think
One thing we really love about the credit union industry space, and why when we first were thinking about how can we help people that have problems with, they're not prime, so they have problems with their financing, mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. And we thought about the credit union space because it has that whole relationship lending idea of, I know you individually as a person. I'm not just relying on an algorithm and FICO score. Mm-hmm. I know several credit union CEOs who, they make exceptions. They sit down with that yep. member. They know that member.
Yep.
And it's interesting. I have a brother-in-law who works for, he's an educator mm-hmm. in Texas. And he told me his son out in California, just graduated, needed a car. He knew the CEO, and he called the CEO and said, you know, Nathaniel needs a car, and so I need to get him. And the CEO said, well, how much do you think you need? Probably $5,000. And the CEO said, well, you'll need collateral on that, and you still have that lawn equipment business you're running on the side. You know, he knew him.
Yeah.
And just based on that, he said, well, come on in, and we'll get that written up. We can provide you that. It was
wow.
Very surprising to me, right? Because I can go to a bank, and they're not going to do that. They're going to say, well, fill out the application. And credit unions do that, too. They have to do their due diligence.
Sure.
But I see much more of a let's get to know you attitude. Mm-hmm. Not just the numbers. Let's understand you as a person. And I want to get to know you, your career, your habits, your behaviors. Mm-hmm. And that is what came to light for us as okay. we started to talk with credit union members and CEOs and understanding how that might shape the way we would look at somebody's credit.
Okay. Yeah, because you guys are all about removing the credit score number, the FICO, all that type of stuff. I mean, and now you want to do this relationship type stuff. Can you expand on this? I mean, you according to your website, you have a patent pending process for determining
sure.
lending limits that doesn't rely on the credit score. So tell me about this. What's going on here?
So our system, we have a separate little toolbox that we give each credit union client, and they use it to upload certain member data points based on their account history.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we might look at depository history, cash flow within that account over a given time period. And that's what this algorithm does.
Okay.
It looks at several factors like that. And so you can get a sense of that person's cash flow and cash management. And to us, we feel that's a much better indicator in real time of what's happening with that person's mm-hmm. life. And maybe over the last year, right, depending on the span that you want to look at,
right.
Where a credit score is going to look at your whole history. So somebody who might have missed a payment, you know, just a few months ago mm-hmm. or maybe even a year ago, well, that's affecting their credit score now.
Yeah.
It's dropping them. Or in many cases, you decide, hey, I don't want to rely on 10 credit cards. I'm going to bring it down to 3. Well, you're going to get punished for that because the credit score companies are going to say, well, you have less credit now. Because you got rid
of
six.
Less cards.
Right. And the reality is none of us really know how the scoring companies do it. So how can you ever truly manage your credit score? Because mm-hmm. they're now, you know, they're getting into behavior as well. But that outside behavior, and I think credit unions, they have the most important information. It's right there in their
exactly.
account. Yeah. Money coming in, money coming out. And when does it go and how often, and mm-hmm. do they maintain an average or no?
Yep.
To us, that tells the real story in real time. And you can, of course, they have records going way back that they can allow to, you know, really understand what that member's going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of taking advantage of the old, all the big data. It's kind of like big data 2.0, or we're probably at big data 3.0 by now, who knows? But it's really taking advantage of that information. And also, like you said, with your, the lawnmower business and, you know, getting to know the member and knowing them. I mean, it's almost old school, but it makes so much sense.
It's old school, but we found a way to automate it for the most part. Okay. So now when they run that data through our algorithm, they just have a list of, well, here's what our system provides as a, what we would recommend as a credit limit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For that person, for household purchases. And they're microloans. They're somewhere between 500 and 6,000.
Okay.
And so we're not talking an auto loan at this point.
Okay.
Our system, our platform, what we build for the credit union is a branded shopping site.
Gotcha. But there's a lot of that going on. The microloans
It really is. And I think it's because retailers and businesses are starting to understand that people need financing for everyday items now, because again, there's so many people becoming non-prime, over 50% of the U.S. And what is it? Bankrate.com did a survey put out results in January, this mm-hmm. past January, mm-hmm. and it showed that not more than 50% of people can afford an emergency purchase
over
$500.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me. You know, to think that. If you an appliance breaks down, they can't afford it, a refrigerator, or they want to get their child a computer who's going to college,
mm-hmm.
they can't afford it. You know, it stresses families out and members when suddenly they have these bills, or they have to really give up certain things
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in order to make that purchase. And so a big part I know for credit unions is helping members start to learn how to manage those finances.
Right.
And I think anytime a credit union can help an individual, especially a young adult who's coming up, who's used to credit cards likely from their family and purchasing, but not really understanding how to manage it. And of course, you have older adults with the same problem.
Exactly.
So, those educational programs that I see a lot of credit unions getting into are really important in my mind. And we're trying to build off of that. Is how can we help? It makes sure our system provides a way to solve a problem, but then also educates. And mm-hmm. so we want to make sure that when somebody is using, or credit union is using our system, and that member goes up and purchases an appliance on that branded site,
mm-hmm.
that member is, we're taking away certain things that may cause them to not, to say, make a payment, to repay that debt, right?
Right.
The system automatically debits an account. So the person that isn't sitting there and thinking, gee, do I want to write this check this month?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be taken out, right? So we teach them, and they can see a schedule of those payments and what's been paid very easily.
Okay.
And the bank, again, getting back to relationship lending, the credit union can get back to the discussion point. Let's say a member is having a problem. Well, our system, any loan is not with us, it's with the credit union.
Right.
So we tell that member, if we see a payment being missed, we tell them you need to go talk to the loan department, because they can suspend payments for a while if you're having a rough place, those kinds of things. What's also interesting is not everybody is going to be loan eligible. You know, there's always going to be a group, no matter how you look at the algorithm or change the writing, they're not going to be eligible. So a lot of people, when we implement this program, it creates a great discussion between that member and the credit union,
mm-hmm.
because underwriting it or coming up with that credit limit has to do with their behavior within their account.
Mm-hmm.
They maintain an average monthly balance. And do they have a checking account? In some cases, they don't. So it gives the credit union a chance to really have a sit down with that member and say, if you want to be part of this program, and you want to be able to buy a $500 item on the website, we need you to save X amount of dollars and maintain a monthly average of X.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you can do that? you know, it really just creates that discussion, helping them understand in order to get X, you're going to have a much more managed cash flow in your account and not be doing these ups and downs. And so it opens that discussion, gives everybody a goal to get. And it's interesting to see how many people will jump at that.
Well, it's almost
realize,
kind of,
oh, is this what I need to do? Okay, I can do that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's almost kind of like gamifying it, you know, because, I mean, we're a lot of us are goal-oriented folks. And so you give me a goal, you know, I'm going to do my best to attain that goal because I want to succeed. I want to get to that next level to get that loan, basically.
That's right. We've had members where they've, in essence, paid off one of these little micro loans for an appliance, or they bought furniture or something. Mm-hmm. And then we try to contact them afterwards and say, how was your experience and how did it go?
Yeah.
And we've had many come right back and say, oh, I'm already going back to pick something else. Yeah. No, but it's being done in a structured way and in a payments are such that they can afford it. What's not stressing the system. And that's another thing we put in triggers where we won't allow the system to give somebody a repayment number each month that is above 30% of their monthly average balance.
Good idea.
So it doesn't, because we don't want to, because people have the tendency, oh, well, if I have it, I'll spend to it, right? It's the old fishbowl. I'll grow into my fishbowl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We don't want that to happen.
Okay.
So we've set in these trigger guards in there. And again, that if they want to somehow increase that, then it's a discussion they can have with the credit union. Mm-hmm. Going back to that relationship lending, well, Bob, you want to increase so you can buy more items or get something you really need at that new appliance. Here's what you need to do. We need you to put in $100 to that account each month, you know, and keep it there. So
this
also that can allow them to go up.
This also sounds like a great solution for somebody just starting out in life, you know, a college student just graduating or even a high school student venturing into college and wanting to build up. You know, we're still based on the credit score system. So we got to respect that for the time being. So,
that's right.
But it's a great way for them to build up that credit by getting these loans and then baby stepping their way up to the bigger stuff.
Exactly. We have one client in a brainstorming session with them where they target teachers, educators, and they said, gee, for new teachers coming out, maybe what we'll do is we'll offer them an automatic credit limit because we already know what they make to degree, right? And our algorithm looks at that too.
Yeah, yeah.
We already kind of know that. But if they come in and open a checking account as a new educator, we'll give them X credit limit. Mm-hmm. So it might be $1,000, mm-hmm. you know, so they can at least make that emergency purchase or $2,000. You know, and they were thinking about, well, maybe we'll call it like, you know, setting up your new future, you know, or your new household, something like that. You know, so they're really thinking through about, how can we encourage people to spend smarter? And then also, how can we just encourage people to come to the credit union as the primary financial institution versus, you know, going to the bank they had since they were a little kid or their parents were at, and then, you know, now that they're a teacher, they decide, well, I'll put my savings account over here. You know, think of the credit union as a primary financial institution. Here's a way to do it.
Very cool.
And an incentive for doing that.
Got it. Very cool. Very cool. And so, I mean, again, I mean, it just seems like a really cool way to build up that credit if you've had, you know, a setback or something like that, or somebody just starting out in life. Because, I mean, the credit unions are clamoring to, like, get in the millennial market and stuff. So this looks like a great solution to head in that direction as well.
Well, and you think about for non-prime members, that person who they may be able to get interest-free from a retailer or even a rent-to-own.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's always traps and triggers in there, right? You know, you go to a retailer, and Amazon right now is experimenting with the UK. And actually, they have a store card.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody, and they're pretty loose with their underwriting, is my understanding. But when you read the fine print, if you miss a payment, it jumps to 25.9%.
Goodness.
It's a huge number.
Wow.
And, you know, people get caught in that cycle.
Yeah.
And a lot of CEOs we've spoken with, you know, I remember one CEO of a credit union, they said they bought the rent-a-center that was across the street. They had to do it because members who were non-prime were going to the rent-a-center and they were just getting ripped off, you know, because they could not get credit, not even from the credit union to an extent, because they have the underwriting rules that are set by the regulators, because and no other way other than credit score, which created a high interest rate for that member and so forth. So our system gives that little flexibility, but there's a lot of people that get caught in a cycle of, you know, they overspent initially or they missed payments. And so now that high interest rate follows them wherever they go. And when they do buy something, they buy it with their credit card, high interest, and it becomes this spiral.
It's a vicious cycle.
And it's really hard to get out. And I think the more credit unions can do to create systems and processes of education that help people realize that percentage or get out of that mentality of living month to month, you know, that, well, I can make the monthly payment. But at the end of the day, you're paying so much for that, that convenience, if you will, that finding out ways to help people get out of that mentality that it's just about the monthly payment, but think more long term is really important.
Indeed, indeed. Great message to end on, Eric. To wrap up, where can folks find out more about Clear Choice and check it out, what you guys have to offer?
They can go to www.goclearchoice.com, and we're there. We are also out at most of the conferences, so look us up.
We will definitely do that. Thanks again, Eric. Appreciate the time, and good luck, and thanks again for the great information. This is a fascinating topic that I'm sure everybody is interested in.